It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,170. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and my cock.
Montgomery!
And you, Hardeman's Room. On tap today, a Metallica Labor Day weekend inspired Bad Choice Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Plus headlines, a bedroom shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
All right, here we go. We head north, where an orangutan escapes from the Toronto Zoo. Meanwhile, we go down under for a trout rammed in a honeydew. In Missouri, driver opens up new drive-thru eye care clinic. Children cooking your food, that's a restaurant's latest new gimmick. And a sinkhole opens up and swallows two SUVs. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, some people, they have a hard time falling asleep. And for a million different reasons, right? Stress, anxiety, noise, an uncomfortable bed. It's too hot, too cold, too dark, not dark enough. Pain. There's all kinds of causes that make people struggle to catch some shut-eye. Then there's those people who have no problem getting a few Z's, like the two pilots from earlier this year who fell asleep at 36,000 feet with 159 passengers on board. Now, luckily, they woke up before anything catastrophic happened, but still not a good look. Meanwhile, in North Carolina, a guy was busted for trafficking drugs after he fell asleep behind the wheel of his self-driving Tesla, and the cops had to pull him over. Well, at that point, they searched the car and found all kinds of drugs. So listen, if you're going to fall asleep behind the wheel, hopefully your car is not moving. Like a guy in Oklahoma, he fell asleep in his car in a Nordstrom's Rack parking lot. And the only person who even cared was his wife.
but only because he was supposed to be her lookout while she was shoplifting inside, but instead, he was asleep and his wife was busted. And of course, not every person who dozes off is part of a crime. Sometimes, you know, you're at work, but the woman working as a sandwich artist at Subway, she fell asleep while making a customer sandwich. She just slowly nodded off until her head came to rest on his open tuna sandwich. Hey, man, it happens. Hell, earlier today, a guy was hit by a train because he fell asleep on the tracks. And believe it or not, he survived. But all of that leads to today's question, because we've all had those moments. You try not to fall asleep. You're doing everything you can. And then you fall asleep anyway. So today's question is, when it comes to sleep, when or where made it memorable?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the tolls, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4170. What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
All right.
On this beautiful positive Friday, guaranteed to future repeat. Positive. Exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. What a late night we had last night coming up with a twister for Ted. Lo and behold, we came in this morning. Listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
I mean, son of a bitch.
This one is a Dukes of Hazzard inspired.
Huh, okay.
Remember the TV show, The Dukes of Hazzard?
I sure do, man.
And they made a movie about it. Jessica Simpson, I believe, was in it. Who was
that's
in it?
What I remember most, yes.
Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah. Sean William Scott.
That's right.
Ted remembers.
So we'll go to the Boss Hogwell with a, Dukes of Hazzard inspired Bad Choice Friday.
Burt Reynolds, too.
Was he in that?
Yeah.
He was in the movie. Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, he played, was it Boss Hogg? Is that his name?
Did he play Boss Hogg, really?
He did.
I'm not sure I saw the movie.
Oh, great
Now that
movie.
You're saying all this stuff.
I did not see the movie. I just remember seeing the stills of Jessica Simpson. I remember that vividly.
Yeah. Roscoe
Pico. Yeah. Ted versus the FCC is coming up. Also, we have some updated locations on Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can. Keep in mind, Metallica tonight, Metallica on Sunday night. You'll be able to get the 16-ounce Men's Room IPA from Black Raven. Yeah. In the bright yellow can, if you're headed down to the stadium this afternoon, KISW will be down there.
Yep.
Somewhere. They gave us a map. We'll figure it out.
Just look for the banner. Yeah. Like I saw the map, I'm like, I'll just look for it.
You'll see it.
And then hold up that bright yellow can with pride as you walk down the aisle to your seat there. So we'll have some updated locations if you're heading anywhere over the weekend. We do have that list that is partially complete at KISW.com. Also, we are aware of some other locations that should be coming up in the coming weeks. Some big retail locations, which will hopefully, depending on where you live, make it a little bit easier for you to pick up a six-pack or two. And we will bring those to you as well. And, of course, we will drink and toast into the three-day Labor Day weekend. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Yeah, and as we said, a Metallica Labor Day weekend inspired Bad Choice Friday with Richard Cheese.
Bum, bum, bum.
Light enter night, take
a play on Mr. Sandman.
Yes. The one and only Richard Cheese and Enter Sandman taking on Pat Boone.
Exit light. Enter night. Take my hand. Grab the never, never land.
From In a Metal Mood.
That was a really bad metal album.
Cover album from Pat Boone. We have Enter Sandman from Pat taking on Enter Sandman from Richard Cheese on a Bad Choice Friday.
I kind of like the Pat Boone one.
I'm surprised how much more I like it than I thought I would.
Yeah.
I heard him do some other quote-unquote metal covers, and it was
Now keep in mind, there was an album that came out a couple years ago. There was nothing but Metallica covers by artists you know.
Yeah.
There's some great tunes on there. The Who, H.U., the Mongolian metal band.
That's the band he did.
They covered a Metallica tune. Nickelback covered Nothing Else Matters. I believe Miley was on there.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
But we picked Pat Boone and Richard Cheese. Because that truly would be a Bad Choice Friday.
Both versions of those make you want a martini and a Pall Mall.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do. Everything should
people,
be in black
a lot
and
of people will be drinking those tonight on the way into the show.
Yeah.
Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. It'll either be Richard Cheese or Pat Boone, Enter Sandman, coming up on a Bad Choice Friday. And today, our question, when it comes to sleep, when or where made it memorable? 206-803-ROCK. And we start with a story. We've seen stories before about criminals running stop signs, getting caught with drugs. The exact thing happened just in Massachusetts last week. But here is the new and improved version of that story. So a guy's in North Carolina. He got busted for drug trafficking after cops pulled him over because he fell asleep behind the wheel of his self-driving car. You see, someone called the cops to report a white Tesla headed west on the highway about 30 miles outside of Raleigh. They said the guy behind the wheel looked like he was asleep, and they were right. Cops caught up with him on the highway and confirmed he was sleeping. They blared their siren, tried to get his attention, but he did not wake up. So after about a mile, they got in front of him to engage the autopilot sensors and to make him stop. Because once you're that close, autopilot will slow down eventually, as if you were coming up to a stoplight. They searched his car and found a ton of vape pens loaded with THC, ecstasy, and meth.
In the vape pens.
25-year-old Michael Goodman is facing charges for drug trafficking, drug possession, and reckless driving. And it was all because other motorists called the cops to say, hey,
dude's sleeping as his car's rolling.
I think you're going to see more and more of this, whether people are up to no good or not. I read a story that one of the perks of the no-driver cars in San Francisco is that one family is now sending their kid to school in a driverless car.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be comfortable with
Little kid in the back of a car, nobody in the front. You tell me if I see that, and I know what the damn car is. I'm like,
it just doesn't make me comfortable, man.
I would never put my child in it. And look,
I'd put your kid in the back. I would not put one of my children in the back.
Maybe safer than my driving. I still would rather have the kid in my car.
I just feel better with a human being in it.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, I think I'd feel better with like a driver and just put him in an Uber.
Yeah,
seriously.
Without question.
I think Uber even has like Uber Kids or something. Like
they
Uber
should
teens,
if they
you can like
don't.
Set up stuff.
I've sent my kids home in an Uber from Seattle to Edmonds before.
Yeah.
Everything worked out great.
I had to send the kids to school in an Uber once. And it was fine. It's not that far, but right. But there's a driver in the freaking car.
Yeah. Oh man, you should have they were probably 17, 16 years old. And I'm like, look, no drinking in this Uber, no throwing up in this Uber. You don't talk crap to that guy. You be nice to him. He's your best friend. If you ruin my Uber rating way, shape, or form, we are good. If you put gum in the seat, I don't know what the hell you can do. But whatever you could possibly do, I'm killing you both.
I know a lot of bartenders that they used to be very, very kind. And, you know, some have been overserved. They're hammered, whatever. Take the keys. We get them an Uber. Well, to your point, putting drunk people in an Uber that's on your Uber account when they puke in the back, pee in the back, yell at the driver, drool, whatever the hell it is, can't remember their own address, all this kind of crap. Well, their ratings started plummeting.
Right.
So they were like, look, man, it's not that we don't want to help you, but we're not doing it anymore.
I will suggest this. Uber, of course, you know, that's your name and information. Now, Yellow Cab has an app as well.
Yes.
All right. So
right after Uber
I
started taking
I don't know. Depending on where they are, it might take a little longer to get to the location to pick you up. But I still think that that's a better alternative for being anonymous when trying to get someone home safely. If they throw up in the cab, whatever the cab
it's
rules
not on
are,
you.
Correct. It's on the person in the car.
Yeah.
So I would, you could still
be gracious and keep a drunk driver off the road and still get it done. Just use a different service would be my suggestion.
I think it also depends on how well you know somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I did it last year on New Year's Eve for a friend of a friend. But, like, I know the guy, right? We'd hung out before. We spent all day together. So I was like, he's fine, right? He was just, honestly, he was just tired.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I'm not going to make it. Right. I said, cool. But you're right. I didn't think he'd throw up or anything.
No.
I
mean, if you did, he'd be like, yeah, not my Uber account. That's Miles.
Yeah, well, my dad and my his girlfriend were in town. This is a few years back. But either way, we go down to Mike's Chili Parlor and have some lunch, get a couple hot dogs, have a couple drinks and everything
tequila,
else.
Yeah.
Well, they threw down on the tequila. But, you know, she's the responsible one of all of us. So she gets in the back of the car. Keep in mind that I live about a mile and a half away from Mike's. And I would think that that would be perfectly normal for a 70-some-year-old woman to be able to go a mile and a half until I started to clean up all the hot dog and tequila out of my car.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you never know. You're just saying you never know who's going to be the guilty party on that. Now we get on to Oklahoma City. A Metro man and his wife alleged getaway plans were stopped last week after Oklahoma City police say they were caught trying to steal from a Belle Isle store. Now the incident happened at the Nordstrom Rack. Oklahoma City police say store employees caught Candace Garner stuffing her purse with sunglasses, watches, and shoes. She was able to conceal over $1,000 worth of merchandise, according to an officer with the Oklahoma City Police Department. Police said that when especially with Nordstrom Rack, because they're still giving you a deal.
You're getting a discount, right? A lot more.
Exactly.
I mean, look, you could still buy expensive stuff there.
Sure.
Right? But
you can also
it's like a giant jacket or something. I'm just impressed. That's a lot of money just on, like, sunglasses.
Well, this happened on August 21st, and it's in Oklahoma City. I'm assuming we're talking 90s, near 100 degrees this time of the year. Wow. I'm assuming. But either way, police say that when an officer was walking Gardner to the patrol car, that's when she began to get upset. And when she spotted her husband, she yelled at him, "Thanks for telling me the cops were here." Police say her husband, Brandon, he was supposed to be her lookout for a potential getaway in case authorities showed up. It's not unusual for possibly in certain situations someone to look out for police as another person is possibly committing a crime. That's according to the police. Police say the man was standing on the corner of the store building and was eventually placed into custody. He told police the reason he was not able to tell his wife police were outside was he was not able to. He indicated he'd fallen asleep there and failed to notify her that police had arrived. Police say a lookout falling asleep while someone's committing a crime is not unusual.
And it's awesome.
It's not common for it to happen, but again, in this case, it did work out for police. Both of them are now facing felony larceny charges.
On that note, the
getaway man fell asleep.
How many cops do you think have fallen asleep if they're doing a stakeout? Right? Because the indication, just on TV and movies and all that, like, it's not quick. You don't go there and 2 minutes later, there's your perp. So these guys are out there for hours. You know, maybe it's late night. It probably happens more than we think.
Right.
That some cop is nodded off. Meanwhile, maybe the perp walked by the car, maybe he didn't. But just the idea that you're sitting out there at 3 o'clock in the morning for hours on end, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely nothing happening and you can't do anything to call attention to yourself. So you're pretty still sitting in the car. Like, I'd be out, man.
Well, I don't think they last. Like, I think TV and especially movies.
Sure.
Kind of make them seem like it's happening much longer than it is.
Right.
But also, they do shifts. I don't know. I feel like you got to, if you're the new detective, you got to run those shifts.
Yeah.
Just because the stakeout itself is just such a weird thing. You stare at something for 8 hours just hoping you see somebody walk in or walk out.
That's amazing. I'm telling you, more than we think, that whatever the change of shifts, I'm going, come on, man. Oh, sorry, man. Sorry, I fell asleep.
And my favorite story. A TikTok user got a bit more than they bargained for on their sandwich at a Subway store when the staff member preparing their meal dozed off on the job. The understandably taken aback customer managed to capture the unexpected sight on camera, which, since being posted on social media, has sparked a heated debate online with people expressing concern for the actual Subway worker. Now, the video posted on TikTok set off a world of speculations as people just try to make sense of why the unidentified staff member might have fallen asleep while in the process of preparing the sandwich. Sharing the video on TikTok, the user wrote, "Like for real, I just wanted a sandwich, bro." The video shows the Subway worker sprinkling something onto a haphazard arrangement of sandwich toppings before slowly just nodding off. Her head gradually lowers until it rests on the open sandwich and stays there until the video ends. "This lady fell asleep on my sandwich," reads the caption on top of the video, which has garnered over 39,000 comments so far.
If you get a chance to watch the video, it'll make you chuckle.
Our question when it comes to sleep, when or where made it memorable? 206-803-RIGHT.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question when it comes to sleep, when or where made it memorable? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brett. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. I was, I think about 13 years old. We were on a road trip heading down to Disneyland. We had one of those, the truck campers. Yeah. So me and my brother would sleep in that the whole way down. You don't get a lot of good sleep in there. But one time I vividly remember, I was sleeping, but I kind of woke up, couldn't move anything. Arms, legs, nothing. My eyes were open. Little freaking out a little bit. Eventually talked myself into going back to sleep. Kind of woke up, and years later, I learned that sleep paralysis is a thing. So,
yes, it is. Depending on where you're sleeping, where your pressure is.
I've never had the experience, but how long do you think the paralysis part lasted?
Oh, man, it was, I do remember not being able to breathe, like, very deeply, and I've heard of people have hallucinations and stuff. I didn't see anything, but I did feel like the devil was telling me I can't take a deep breath.
I don't know if I'd rather see something or think that Satan is telling me, you ain't breathing, buddy.
I'd sat up in the middle of the night one night, probably about 15 years ago, because I stopped breathing, and I was like, ugh! Finally, I got good. And that was when I determined I wanted to go to a sleep study. Because I was like, look, man, if I could just die going to bed because I can't breathe properly, like my brain stops going, hey, breathe.
Well, that's what my brother, man, I'm sure he's probably addressed it by now. But when we were young, he was a heavy snorer, right? Probably sleep apnea, but that wasn't like a thing, mm-hmm. I guess. But you could hear him snore, but you'd always get worried he's going to die, especially my mother. Because when he snored, he saw logs, right? So... Like, and it'll be that dead pause, man. Like, Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you what, man, when I got that surgery for my deviated septum, that helped a lot.
Right.
Because I did not realize that I had one nostril that just did not work. I knew it from certain things.
Right.
But I didn't know it, you know, like that it could really open up all the way and I could breathe out of it, you know? So that was come to Jesus moment. I had to go to the doctor and be like, damn it. Straighten this thing out for me.
I'm having trouble with my consumption, if you will.
When it comes to sleep, when or where made it memorable? 206-803-ROCK.
Certain things.
Yeah, how did
certain
you figure things. It out? Well,
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't smell anything.
Yeah, that's it. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Oh, man. Love you guys. Love you guys.
Well, thank you, man. We appreciate that.
You know, we were... It was Christmas Eve in 2000, I think, you know. We were, my brother Gary and I, we were partying. We were, you know, we had drinks going on, you know, for Christmas Eve. And so I wander over to my house. I take him over there. It's just him and me. We have a bottle of Jack. And we just sit there. And we're, like, drinking and, like, you know, everything was fine. We, you know, walked outside. Everything was cool. And then all of a sudden, we sit down and we say, this is it. We got to go back, you know, because the kids were little. So... You know, you got Santa coming. You got Santa the next day. So we go to bed. We're like, oh, we sit at the table. We say, we're going back. And the next minute, I wake up. My brother's on my bed, sleeping on my bed. I'm sleeping on the couch. And we wake up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's Christmas morning. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? And so we just, like, totally stumble out of there, you know, get going. We're feeling like crap. You know, Santa's coming. And we're doing all this stuff. And, you know, our dad is just laughing. So he's like, oh, well, look at that, man. But we finished a whole bottle of Jack in one night. Oh, my God.
What time did you get back to the house for Christmas morning?
It was about 8 o'clock.
I'm guessing the kids were already up?
They were already up. We're like, oh,
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question when it comes to sleep, when or where made it memorable? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brett. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. I was, I think about 13 years old. We were on a road trip heading down to Disneyland. We had one of those, the truck campers.
Yeah.
So me and my brother would sleep in that the whole way down. You don't get a lot of good sleep in there. But one time I vividly remember, I was sleeping, but I kind of woke up, couldn't move anything. Arms, legs, nothing. My eyes were open. Freaking out a little bit. Eventually talked myself into going back to sleep. Kind of woke up, and years later, I learned that sleep paralysis is a thing. So,
yes, it is. Depending on where you're sleeping, where your pressure is.
I've never had the experience, but how long do you think the paralysis part lasted?
Oh, man, it was, I do remember not being able to breathe, like, very deeply, and I've heard of people have hallucinations and stuff. I didn't see anything, but I did feel like the devil was telling me I can't take a deep breath.
I don't know if I'd rather see something or think that Satan is telling me, you ain't breathing, buddy.
I'd sat up in the middle of the night one night, probably about 15 years ago, because I stopped breathing, and I was like, ugh! Finally, I got good. I was like, and that was when I determined I wanted to go to a sleep study. Because I was like, look, man, if I can just die going to bed because I can't breathe properly, like my brain stops going, hey, breathe.
Well, that's what my brother, man, I'm sure he's probably addressed it by now. But when we were young, he was a heavy snorer, right? Probably sleep apnea, but that wasn't like a thing, mm-hmm. I guess. But you could hear him snore, but you'd always get worried he's going to die, especially my mother. Because when he snored, I mean, he saw logs, right? So...
Like,
and
it'll
be that dead pause, man. Like, Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you what, man, when I got that surgery for my deviated septum, that helped a lot.
Right.
Because I did not realize that I had one nostril that just did not work. I knew it from certain things.
Right.
But I didn't know it, you know, like that it could really open up all the way and I could breathe out of it, you know? So it's come to Jesus moment that I had to go to the doctor and be like,
damn it.
Straighten this thing out for me.
I'm having trouble with my consumption, if you will.
Well, when it comes to sleep, when or where made it memorable? 206-803-ROCK.
Certain things.
Yeah, how did
certain
you figure things. It out? Well,
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't smell anything.
Yeah, that's it. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Oh, man. Love you guys. Love you guys.
Well, thank you, man. We appreciate that.
You know, we were... It was Christmas Eve in 2000, I think, you know. My brother Gary and I, we were partying. We were, you know, we had drinks going on, you know, for Christmas Eve. And so I wander over to my house. I take him over there. It's just him and me. We have a bottle of Jack. And we just sit there, and we're, like, drinking. And, like, you know, everything was fine. We, you know, walked outside. Everything was cool. And then all of a sudden, we sit down and we say, this is it. We got to go back, you know, because the kids were little. So... You know, you got Santa coming. You got Santa the next day. So we go to bed. We're like, we'd sit at the table. We'd say, we're going back. And the next minute, I wake up. My brother's on my bed, sleeping on my bed. I'm sleeping on the couch. And we wake up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's Christmas morning. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? And so we just, like, totally stumble out of there, you know, get going. We're feeling like crap. You know, Santa's coming. We're doing all this stuff. And, you know, our dad is just laughing. So he's like, oh, well, look at that, man. But we finished a whole bottle of Jack in one night. Oh, my God.
What time did you get back to the house for Christmas morning?
It was about 8 o'clock.
I'm guessing the kids are already up?
They were already up. We're like, oh, my God. All right, we're stumbling in. And it was like,
did they wait for you to? Okay. Did they wait for you to open the presents?
They did.
Your wife take care of all of that?
It was like, oh my God, it's a nightmare. Like, okay, all right, we got to be sober. And our dad is just laughing. Like,
well,
your dad doesn't care because he's not excited.
Yeah, but
about
your wife does, doesn't she?
Well, she wasn't even there. You know, she was living in Seattle. We were over here in Port Hadlock, and so I had the house to myself.
Oh, did you already put the presents out ahead of time?
We did.
That was a smart call.
My brother-in-law, they were here too, or they set stuff out.
Okay,
so I was like,
all right.
Oh my God, it was like waking up and just like, where the hell are we? What happened? Oh my God, I'm on this couch. My brother's on my bed. It's like,
we got to go over here. We got Christmas going on here. Wake up.
Were there any toys that you had to put together or anything?
Thank God we didn't.
Okay.
Thank God we didn't. No, we didn't do that. But, I mean, it was just chaotic. It's like it took all day to come back down. It was like, oh, my God.
See, the way Santa worked in my house at the time was that the wrapped presents were the presents amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Santa, he brought his presents, because he's a busy man, he didn't have time to wrap all those. So those were the bigger items because when the kids asked Santa for stuff, they kind of figured they were getting their bigger ticket items. So we just kind of left them in the, Santa did in the box.
Yeah.
Near the tree. So
correct.
That's how
Santa worked in my house, too.
Okay, that was like an understood thing. So then they opened up the presents from the relatives and everybody else later. Me and mother and all that.
Oh, no. Santa took the time to wrap my gifts.
Oh, really?
Maybe we were...
Do you pay more for that?
You know, I don't know. I just noticed that my mother would point out, like, hey, this one's for me and your father, meaning clothes. And then... all the other stuff was from Santa. You were much more excited to open Santa's gifts because, like you said, Santa seemed to listen better than my parents.
Okay.
As far as, you know, the stuff my parents got me stuff I needed, you know, underwear, socks, cool pajamas, all that. But Santa really hooked you up with the bikes or the video game console. But the one thing that my brother and I always found so profound was that Santa's handwriting was so much like my mother's.
Well, here's
it was impressive. Even the same color pen. Because my mother, anytime it's a holiday, if she sends you a card, if she labels anything, she uses one of those gold leaf pens on everything. And we noticed, you know, Santa does that too.
Well, look, even then, when I was a child, going to school every day in that level of, you know, wanting to be like with the popular kids or wear what the popular kids were wearing or be style conscious. To me, look, man, please take me shopping and let me pick out my clothes because every item of clothes that you bought me
I hate
is not something that I would ever wear. You might like it, but it's just not me.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't fit what anybody in my age group is wearing. It doesn't look like something that I would ever wear. You might think it looks nice on me because it's a collared shirt to wear to a family event or whatever.
Kids don't want to look nice. They want to look the way they want to look.
Exactly. And I might wear that shirt 2 times a year before, again, I've outgrown it.
Because you made me.
Right.
There's some family event. Like, the same thing. The collared shirts, and I hated collared shirts as a kid. I don't love them now, but I'm an adult. I can deal. But as a kid, I'm like, I'm not going to wear this.
I would rather you take a guess at the toys and let me pick out the clothes than vice versa. Because I would wear the clothes, but I'm not wearing that. I'm not wearing that sweater. You ever see me wear a sweater, you know?
Yeah.
Like Santa left out the big stuff. They weren't wrapped. But, like, my mom would just, for clothes, she would just take us shopping.
I think that's the better
thing,
she'd
end up wrapping them, but you kind of knew what you were getting. Same with, like, my grandma, right? Like, my grandmother would buy you a toy or two, but she would also take you out and be like, we got to buy you some clothes.
And there's nothing wrong with, like, if the kids, and still, you take the time to wrap, because one thing about kids, even if I know what's in the box, it's the waiting that sucks.
I don't like buying.
So you'd be like, dude, I know what's in there. And it's like, cool. You still don't have access to this until Christmas.
I got the
day.
Equivalent of dress shoes at one point in time. It was just the most ridiculous thing for me. And not only did I get dress shoes, I got like a shoe shine kit with it, which I understand.
Yes, because you're going to get those dirty by not wearing them.
I'm just like, my God, man. Like, I hate buying dress shoes now because I know I'm never going to wear them. And when I do wear them, they just hurt my feet.
I will say that dress shoes have come a long way.
Have they?
Yeah, man. There's a lot of ones you can get that like basically are like tennis shoes now, but they look like dress shoes.
Okay. I'm down with that. I just don't like that hard-ass feel of a leather sole and leather shoes, I mean, especially when it's raining or whatever. It's like it's not even practical.
You know, other people are chiming in and says, you know, I found out the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, even the leprechaun had the same handwriting as my mom. I was about 9 when I put the pieces together.
The only thing I would warn Santa is one year he left all the boxes in the... our recycler.
He's in a hurry.
Santa.
Sometimes he's in a hurry, you know, and he has to take advantage. Because I'm pretty sure where I put my dog poop, I mean, just last year there had to be a big bag of reindeer poop.
Well, here's the thing.
And I get it. I'm like, Santa, I get it, man. If you could maybe use the neighbor's trash can next time.
Well, he can either use your trash can for your stuff, or he could take all that stuff back to his place, and then he's going to have a hell of a utility bill.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense.
Right?
I mean, let's face it. Santa, practically speaking, already spends a lot of money.
Right. He's bringing you free stuff. Take out the doggone trash. Yeah,
he charges you nothing. If he wants to use your recycling bin, let off. All right,
so by the time I'm like 12, right? Like, I was obsessed with like toy guns, right? So My dad one year got me this super awesome one, right? It looked like an M16.
All right.
With like a grenade launcher on it, this and that. So it was like a Santa gift. It wasn't like a secret. It was a secret to me. But my neighbor across the street, Chris, was a fireman, right? And they had like a tow behind trailer or whatever. So they would just keep some of the gifts over there. So it's like the day after Christmas, and here comes Chris across the street to say hello with his kids. And he's like, I kind of miss your toy. And I'm like, what? And he had just been, he was a full-grown adult that had just been like playing with the, because it like made sound effects and everything. And he had his own awesome like toy guns.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Last year I went out of town for the holidays for a week just to get out of the darkness. And I got an agreement with my next-door neighbor, Ben. And, you know, if he goes out of town, I'll take the trash out on Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Same difference. It's Monday all morning. Right. So my flight comes in late on Sunday night. Ben's cool enough. He always takes out my recycling. I had not been there in a week. So I open up the recycling. I'm like, what do I have in there anyway? The entire, and I have a pretty big recycling bin.
Yeah.
The entire thing was filled with white claw cans.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
I'm talking four feet right. tall, big ass. I mean, I don't know what happened that week, man, but they got after it.
When it comes to sleep, Winterwear made it memorable. 206-803-ROCK.
I believe he left those out for Santa.
He might have.
Because I certainly, when I was growing up, Santa did just want like a chocolate chip cookie and a milk. My kids knew Santa to want a shot of Jack Daniels and a Marlboro cigarette. Like, leave these things out for Santa. And they did, and they were very excited the next morning. The proof that Santa had visited was that the cigarette was gone and the empty shot glass was still resting.
Hmm. I told you, my buddy's wife,
Santa was here.
Yeah, my buddy's wife is from France, from Lyon.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, that's what they left out, was a snifter of brandy or cognac and a cigarette.
Hey!
That was like common in France.
Oh, programming question here, Mike.
Yes.
Is Taryn over there answering the phones for us? What if we get her to do that?
Well, there's a little thing going on behind the scenes right now that she's able to help resolve.
Do you think she could be our phone screener for just like a half an hour? She's not doing anything.
I mean, maybe. I mean, she's cleaning up the studio in there.
Call now. Talk to Taryn Daly, 206-803.
Bunch of slobs in there.
Yeah, she already put in her shift.
Yeah, exactly. She can work for us.
She's
for
all
a while.
Done up. She's ready to go to Metallica. She doesn't want to answer our job.
Put the makeup
phones.
On her.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, she did change. She got a little curl in that hair now.
Yeah, right. She got ready.
Is he going to tell her about the leather pants?
What about?
Well, the theory is people with leather pants have no friends. Because their friends will tell them, dude, you're wearing leather pants. You got to call out your friend on that. Chicks can pull it off a little bit better than guys.
What about pleather?
That's even worse.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like, dude, just do leather. If you're going to do pleather, go leather.
Yeah, I'm not touching this one.
Castle could say, you know, he rode his bike in or whatever. Now she's leaving.
Oh, yeah. Probably going to go help somebody out downstairs.
When it comes to sleep, Winterwear made it memorable. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Danielle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy
positive
Friday.
Positive Friday.
Sure.
So I, about 20 years ago, used to work in the corporate office at Nordstrom. And instead of taking actual breaks, I would never leave my desk. We worked 4/10s. And I would bring a puffy coat and I would slip under my desk every single shift, every single day, and take at least a 20-minute nap.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
All right.
Under your desk, there was nowhere in the corporate office that might be a little more comfortable.
Well, there was actually a sleep room, but I was so paranoid that I wouldn't wake back up that under my desk was perfect because I could still sort of hear my coworkers, and it would literally be just a 20-minute little cat nap, and then I would slither back up and go back to my job.
Now, people were aware that you were doing this, right? Like, you weren't freaking people out when they walked by your desk and think there's a dead body
nope.
under it.
Right. No, my manager never said one word to me about it because I got my job done and I did it really well. And I didn't go outside for a smoke break. I didn't go get coffee. I literally never left my desk except to
Danielle,
sit under and take a little George Costanza nap.
Danielle, I was going to say, what are you, Costanza?
Did you,
yes.
Danielle, did you happen to read the story about the Wells Fargo employee down in Tempe, Arizona that came out yesterday?
That's dead?
Yeah. So for 4 days, the Wells Fargo employees thought that this person was taking a nap at their desk, head down on the desk,
for 8 hours.
The woman was dead for 4 days.
Yeah.
She was dead for 4 days.
4 days.
Don't shut up. They would have known that I was not dead.
How did nobody ever question you about having a puffy jacket on in like summer?
No. I just brought it with me.
So basically, your manager never said anything. Your coworkers don't bring up the puffy jacket. You crumple up under your desk. I'll let you in on a secret. You got your job done,
right?
But the word is, you were just weird.
That is how they said it.
Well, just leave her alone.
That's the
story of my life.
My chip on my ATM card went bad the other day, so I couldn't use it at an ATM. So I called him. I said, "Hey, man, I need a replacement card." That thing was there in 2 days. They got the card back to my house in half the time that person was dead at the desk.
Right. There she is sleeping.
Use Wells Fargo?
Yeah.
All right.
And they got the thing there in 2 days.
Obviously not her.
No. When it comes to sleep, when or where made it memorable? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.